Hey everybody, this is Coach Joby here, and today I'd like to talk about a topic that is very relevant as we are coming up on Kona Ironman World Championships. And so this principle applies to pretty much any race that you're doing for the Ironman and half Ironman distance. So we're a little less than 2 weeks out, and there's nothing you can do to really improve your performance on race day 2 weeks out from your race. All you can do is really ruin a great race. And so I see this a lot as a coach. I get questions, and I want to address a couple of things that I see. So this pertains to any Ironman or half Ironman triathlon. So the number one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to start ramping up your training. You don't want to increase your intensity. You don't want to change what you've been doing. You just stick with what you've done. Don't second-guess yourself. Don't try any new key sessions that you read about. Just stick with what you know and what you have done. So the second thing is trying to arrive on race day at a quote-unquote ideal race weight. And really, there is no ideal race weight at this point. So I'm not saying that it doesn't benefit you to race with as lean as possible while still maintaining your strength and your health. But 2 weeks out from the race is not the time to try and start making changes to your body weight. By restricting calories, by denying yourself what your body needs, you're only going to show up to the start line compromised. And, you know, if you lose 2 pounds, that you might lose the 2 pounds, but at what cost? Your body really hasn't adjusted to that. Chances are it's not true weight loss, and you're going to show up to race day not well-fueled, and you're going to underperform. So you definitely don't want to try to cut weight as you're going into your event. And in fact, as your training drops and your volume drops, it's okay if you gain a pound or even two. It's not going to impact you as long as you are fueled. So Ironman is a sport of strength endurance. Going into the race a pound or two heavier because maybe you're taking in slightly more food or the same amount of food, but you're reducing your training. You know, keep in mind the carbs that you take in it also stores water with that. And so if you restrict your carbs significantly, you're going to have a reduction in water weight. And so the same goes when you continue to increase your intake, you might have some water weight gain, which, you know, obviously that'll take care of itself on race day. So don't make that mistake of trying to cut calories or cut body weight as you're going into your final event. And then finally, the one that I see all too often, I see it at race expos, don't make any big changes. Don't look at these awesome race wheels and this awesome new hydration setup and think, I've got to have that for race day. You know, with a week to 2 weeks out, you want to just stick with what you have. I'm not saying to not replace, you know, parts that are maybe not functioning properly, but don't go into the expo thinking, oh, this is the latest and greatest. I need this to have a great race. What you need to have a great race is solid training, consistent training, and a solid plan that's right for you. So don't fall into the trap of thinking you need all the latest and greatest gizmos and gadgets to really achieve your top performance. You know, stick with what you have, stick with what you know, and rely on the fitness that you develop. So go into the race with the confidence knowing that you have put in the time, you put in the effort, and the training will get you to where you need to be. And on race day, it's all about a proper execution and just executing on the fitness that you have developed. So just wanted to share those tips with you as you are entering whatever race it might be, whether it's Kona or Ironman Florida or Ironman Arizona, Cozumel, whatever race it might be, just keep those principles in mind, and that will serve you well. Okay? Hope that was helpful, and you guys have a great day.